Chapter 5. Dr. King, 1990. Mrs. Harrison, I can find nothing wrong with you. Dr. King places his stethoscope down on the desk in front of him. Well, my balance is off and my headaches are becoming quite intense, Anne says. Take some aspirin, my dear. A lot of housewives come to me with headaches, and often all they need is some aspirin, fresh air, and exercise. Fewer glasses of wine whilst their husbands are out at work, and the headaches soon resolve. Dr. King smiles at Anne and ushers her towards the door. Do come back to me if they continue, he adds, flippantly, with a wave of his hand. I am never going back to that man again. Do you hear me, Chris? Anne sounds furious as she slams her handbag down on the kitchen table. Well, what did he say? I ask. He told me to stop drinking wine and to take more aspirin. The cheek! How dare he? Anne goes upstairs. I hear her drawing the bedroom curtains, then silence. She's gone for another lie down. I sit at our kitchen table, at a loss as to what to do. There's something wrong with Anne. I know it. I run the list through my mind. She stumbles in France, and from then on loses her balance on several occasions. Her hands shake. Her headaches are constant. The problem with Anne is that she never complains. It's not in her genetic makeup. Nobody in her no-nonsense medical family would ever dream of showing such weakness. If anyone could diagnose what's wrong with Anne, though, it's them. Her father served as a surgeon commander in World War II and went on to become head of orthopaedics in Bath. Her mother is a qualified chemist. Her aunt and numerous cousins are GPs. Added together, they had at least 200 years' worth of medical experience. Anne appears at supper time after her lie-down. Why don't you speak to your parents about your headaches? I ask her tentatively, aware I'm edging close to a raw nerve. Don't be ridiculous, Chris. What on earth are they going to do? They've enough on their plates without me barking on about some fantasy health concerns. Look, stop worrying, I'm fine. Predictably, Anne resists going back to the GP. She's lost faith in the system and just wants to get on with life, headaches or no headaches. But I can't let it rest. Hello? I'd like to make an appointment for my wife, Anne Harrison. No, not with Dr. King. I think we've reached the end of the road with him. Someone else, please. A time is arranged for Anne to see a new doctor. This one is more concerned about her symptoms than the dismissive Dr. King. I suggest you have an MRI scan, Dr. Muddiman says earnestly. Let's see if...